Today someone had asked about taking out processions, whatever happening in Palestine and all that, and take out processions. So I explained to the person, if taking out procession was a solution, then definitely the Sahaba Kiram would have practiced it. In Makkah, what zulm they didn't go through. They went through all types of zulm. And they weren't allowed to make jihad at that time. So conditions are similar, like what we are in now, right? But did you ever hear Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abu Bakr, everybody said, now today we'll take out a procession, march out from the Haram Sharif. We'll walk from the Haram Sharif, from Makkah Mukarramah, right to Masjid Aisha Tanim. Shout, down the Abu Jahl, down the Abu Lahab, death to Abu Jahl. Did you ever hear that? Any procession that they took out. If it was something to go by, right, they would have definitely did it, right? But they didn't do it. Then in all these 11th century, you never hear. A lot of pious people went, and a lot of Islam had gone through a lot of trials. But 12th centuries, nobody did it. They didn't do it, right? Now today, something came into our brains, so let's take out procession, right? भाई जो करने का काम है तो करते नहीं जो करवाने का काम है दैट वी नॉट डूइंग इट राइट व्हाट वी नीड टू डू वी नॉट डूइंग अमंगस्ट द थिंग्स दैट वी कैन डू विद इन आवर सर्कमस्टेंस विद इन आवर दिस थिंग हियर इज वी सी द कुरान इज ए सॉल्यूशन फॉर ऑल टाइम्स ऑल पीपल ऑल सेंचुरीज. In the Battle of Badr, there was some difference of opinion with the spoils of war. So look at the first ayat. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. Fear Allah Ta'ala and improve your relationship. That is the first verse. When you have a difference of opinion with regards to the spoils. So what Allah Bak says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. I ask you, is anybody more deserving of this advice than the Muslim world today? We don't have the strength because we are broken down. Aren't we broken down? Aren't we divided? Kuwait, Qatar, Bahrain, all different. Everybody is worried about his own. Apna dapla, apna sitar. Everybody is worried about his own. We are not one nation. We are all broken up, all divided. So when we are divided, anybody can come and wipe us out. How they'll wipe you out is that if they are attacking you, right, so you have to defend yourself. This person says, I am safe now, I don't want to get into their problem. I get into their problems, I'll get swept off. Third person thinks the same, the fourth person thinks the same. Everybody's worried about his. He says, the attack is just on him now, I mustn't worry about the rest. So, are you a single nation? You're a single nation any longer. Everybody's worried about his own. Before you was one ummah, so nobody could touch you. Until the Ottoman Empire, nobody could touch you. Now, you're a divided ummah. When you're a divided ummah, what can you do? You're going to shout slogans, take out processions in the streets and all that, of what good? So Allah Pak is giving you a solution. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. Fear Allah Ta'ala and improve your own relationship. In other words, you divided, you broken down, you go and sort yourselves out. You are sorted out, how you want Allah Pak's help to come to you? So you go and sort yourself, bring your, you go and try and reconcile your differences and become one single ummah. Inna hadhi ummatukum ummatan wahida. You're a single nation. So why are you divided then? Why are you divided? Then your division is so bad, then there's a division within a division. Right? Just now, you had Islamic rule in Egypt, then you were broken there as well. Didn't it happen? So there's a division within a division. So you get your own act sorted out. You come right first. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. So the right thing is, the slogans and this procession, the enemy is watching, alright, you know, we'll smash them down. Because what they do is they plan everything out. They work all the mathematics within their minds. We'll smash them, they'll take out some slogans, procession, then their emotions will go down. Then after, we'll let them carry them for what, 3-4 years, then we'll smash them again. Again, they'll take out slogans and, so you must carry on. Every 2-3 years, just smash them. They'll take out slogans, they'll take out procession, we'll allow them to do it, and we'll continue, they will continue. In the meanwhile, you'll feel greater. Hey, you know, I marched there for Islam, and I did this, and I did that. Kya kaam kiya? What khidmat did you also offer? They plan the whole thing out. Okay, this is what we're going to do, and this is what they will do. But this is going to shout, and do what? Don't get anything. Nothing will happen. No improvement. Show me which procession brought any improvement. Islamic procession you took out. Show me in history one that showed itself. Then why waste your energy? Then you need to pull your resources and do something more constructive. So the one thing is to forge a reconciliation. Bring your heads together. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. Then the second advice that the Qur'an Sharif gives is وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. This is now, it's a time of a battle, and the Muslims are divided. They are divided, and Allah is showing you what is the solution, what should you be doing. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. And then number two is that you commit yourself to the obedience of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Leave your own reasoning and understanding and your own opinions. See, everybody got an opinion. Everybody says, no, my opinion must be respected. Then what will happen to the obedience of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? If your opinion must be respected, so the statements of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then what is it? Na'uzubillah, what is it? If your opinion must be respected, then what is his statements for? So then you get committed to his ways.